This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا وتبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر وأراد شكورا وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما والصلاة والسلام على من بعثه ربه هاديا ومبشرا وداعي إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه ما تطوع مسك وفاح وما حمل غمام وناح صلاة الله وسلامه على المعلم الجليل المؤيد بجبريل المذكور في التوراة والإنجيل أما بعد إخوتي في الله. The chosen title for the topic today or for the lecture is The Birth of a King. The birth of a king. And we're not talking about any king. We're not talking about a person who came and ruled and died. We will not talk about those individuals who lived their life for this worldly life. But we will talk about a man from this ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about it. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. This ummah, يا إخوتي في الله, إنها أمة مجيدة, أمة عظيمة, اختارها الله سبحانه وتعالى لتكون أمة وسطا, لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. هذه الأمة يا إخوتي في الله تمرض ولا تموت, وتغفو أحيانا ولا تنام, وتغلب ولا تسحق. أخرجها الله سبحانه وتعالى لتكون منارة للناس أجمعين, نورا يهتدي بها الناس, طريقا إلى الهداية وإلى الحق. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يستخدمنا في دينه ويجعلنا من ورثة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. إخوتنا في الله, هذا الرجل العظيم, this great man, is a man who made those who are older than him fathers and treated those who are younger than him as a children, his own children, and treated his peers and their brothers equal brothers in Islam. This is an Imam, Al-Khalifa, Al-Amir, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Rahimahullah. A man that the history will never be able to forget. A man, our children will learn about him. Our women will read about him. Our little boys will try to imitate his lifestyle. A man بإذنه سبحانه وتعالى من المجددين, those who revived Islam, from the people that Allah chose بإذنه سبحانه وتعالى. He only ruled 30 months, يا إخوتي في الله, only 30 months. But these 30 months were better than 30 years. Only 30 months, and he was added to the list of the Khulafa al-Rashideen. Other people, they ruled tens of years, and they will never be mentioned. لأنهم تخلفوا عن الركب. gather among the righteous and they live their life for dunya, ya ikhwati fillah. Umar bin Abdul Aziz did not run for election, did not campaign for people to vote for him. But the Khilafah was given to him, not by choice, but the Khilafah was given to him, radiyallahu anhu wa rahima. Hatta annahu sa'ada ala al-minbar, to the point that he came onto the minbar. فَقَالَ لِلنَّاسِ, I was chosen to be your Khalifa, and I'm removing you from the responsibility of me being your Khalifa. فَاخْتَارُوا مَنْ شِئْتُمْ, so choose whoever you desire. فَصَرَخَ النَّاسُ صَرْخَةً وَاحِدًا وَبِصَوْتٍ وَاحِدٍ فَقَالُوا بَلْ نَخْتَارُكَ أَنْتَ, and everybody screamed and everybody spoke loud. And they say, La, we will choose you and we will not choose anyone over you. فَبَكَى وَقَالَ اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. And then he got on the minbar, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ, again. And listened to his wasiyah, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. Wasiyah of a khalifa. Wasiyah of a ruler. And listen to the first opening statement of the rulers nowadays, and compare the two. His first statement was, أُوصِيكُم بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ خَلَفٌ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَنَ طَاعَ وَجَبَ طَاعَتَهُ وَمَنْ عَصَى فَلَا طَاعَةِ لَهُ ثُمَّ رَفَعَ صَوْتَهُ. He said, my wasiyah to you is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to those who fear Allah, as long as they are ordering you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he raised his voice, فقال, أطيعوني ما أطعت الله. He said, listen to me as long as I'm listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فإذا عصيت, the day that I disobey Allah, فَلَا طَاعَةَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَا طَاعَةَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ. Don't listen to me. Do not obey me that day. And then he got off the minbar, rahimahullah. And it was a custom for the khulafa before him that they would ride special horses. They would have a special bodyguard. There would be special people who will take them, escort them to his palace. فَقَالَ مَا هَذَا, what is this? قَالُوا مَوْكِبَكَ إِلَى الْقَصْرِ, these individuals are here to escort you to your palace. قَالَ مَا أَنَا إِلَّا رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, I'm a man from Ummatin Muslima, from Ummatin Islam, from Ummatin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أغدو كما يغدون وأروح كما يروحون. He said, I will go as they go and I will come as they come. I will not have a special right. I will not have a special bodyguards to protect me. But I will be a normal Muslim like anyone else. ثم ذهب إلى أهلي. And then he went to his wife. وهذه يا إخوتي في الله Simatu Salaf. That the Salaf rahimahumullah, they would start with themselves. Before he started giving rules, or before he started telling people what to do, he went to his house. And his wife was Fatima radiallahu anha ayda wa rahima. Wa yaqulu anha al-sha'ir, بنت الخليفة والخليفة جدها أخت الخلائف والخليفة زوجها. He was the daughter of a Khalifa and the granddaughter of a Khalifa and the wife of a Khalifa and the sister of a Khulafa. She came from a family. Her great father, her grandfather was a Khalifa. Her father was a Khalifa. Her husband is a khalifa at that time. Her brothers will be khulafa in the future. I mean, she was raised in the house of a khalifa. She never worked a day for herself. She never tried to do anything for herself. كانت البنت المدللة. It was a spoiled child. And Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz comes. فَيَقُولُ يَا فَاطِمَ يَا فَاطِمَ. None of this that you're living in, or not this lifestyle, is my lifestyle. إِنِّي بِعْتُ نَفْسِ لِلَّهِ. I sold myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to live like I live, then welcome to my life. And if you are continuing living the way that you used to live, then go فَأَلْحَقِي بِأَهْلِكِ. Go back to your family. فَقَالَتْ I choose the life that you chose. وَهَذَا الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى زَوْجَةِ الصَّالِحَةِ يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. الرَّجُلُ يَبْدَأُ بِأَهْلِهِ أَوَّلًا. A man should start with his own family first. Before we start preaching to the rest of the people, before we're calling people to the deen, first people that we should call them to the way of Allah is our family members, ya ikhwati fillah. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا كان يأمر أهله بالصلاة ويقول الله عن محمد وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك وإياه. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling that Ismail, is telling us that Ismail alayhi salam, he used to order his family to establish the salah. And Allah ordered the same thing with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ لَيْسَ مِنَ سِمَاتِ الصَّالِحِينَ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ الرَّجُلُ غَيْرَ أَهْلِهِ ويدع أهله. لذلك قال نوح ونادى نوح ابنه قال يا أبو وكان في معزل قال يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين أو كما قال. فرد عليه ابنه قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين. What did Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam do? He called his son to Islam. And this is the same thing, ya ikhwati fillah. We should call first our families to Islam. Like Umar bin Abdul Aziz. وَالْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ لَيْسَ لَهَا إِلَّا بَعْلَهَا. الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ will not choose any other way except the way of her husband, like Fatima رضي الله عنها. فَقَالَ لَهَا يَا فَاطِمَا أَتَرَيْنَ حُلِيِّكِ هَذِي. Do you see this jewelry of yours that you have? مِنْ أَيْنَ. Where did your father get them from? رُدِّيهِ إِلَى بَيْتِ الْمَالِ. Send it back to the bayt of the man al-Muslimin. And she left her house carrying nothing but the things that she was wearing. Radiyallahu anha ya ikhwati fillah. Hada Umar ya ikhwati fillah. His desire was to bring this ummah back to the lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the lifestyle of the Salaf al-Salih min al-Sahaba wa min al-Tabi'een ومن العلماء ومن الخلفاء يا إخوتي في الله. And after every salah, رحمه الله, after every salah, Umar bin Abd al-Aziz will come to the musallin. فيقول أين الفقراء أين المحتاجون. He will come and he say, where are those people who are in need? أين الفقراء أين المحتاجون or the مساكين. And he will give them. He will give them, ya ikhwati fillah. To the point there was no faqir at his time, ya ikhwati fillah. Imagine, whole ummah. It wasn't that only a small group or a small city or a small state. Khilafat Umar bin Abdul Aziz was as big as the Khilafat Muslim world today. And not a single person of his time, at his time, was angry, ya ikhwati fillah. كان جوادا كريم جوادا كريما يا إخوتي في الله يقول القائل هو البحر من أي نواحي أتيته فهو البحر في من أي نواحي أتيته فلجته المعروف والجود ساحله ولو لم يكن في كفه غير روحه لجاد بها فليتق الله سائله فليتق الله سائله. He said if he had nothing else but his soul to give, he would give. So fear Allah concerning this man and do not ask things that he does not have. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, ya ikhwati fillah. When he became a khalifa and he left everything for the sake of Allah, al-ubad themselves. And you know al-abid, a person who was zahid, has no desire for this dunya. When they used to come and see his face, they used to be shocked and surprised. Listen to Ka'b al-Quradi rahimahullah. He looked at Umar bin Abdul Aziz, فقال, ما هي عمر؟ ماذا هاك؟ ما أصابك؟ He said, what is wrong with you? What happened to you, ya Umar? Wallahi, I remember the day that you used to be the finest young man from the Quraysh. And now look at yourself. فَقَالَ عُمَرَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ يَا كَعْبْ لَوْ رَأَيْتَنِي بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ ثَلَاثِ If you see me 3 days after my death, you will be more shocked and surprised. Yani, his idea is, do not be concerned about the way I look. Be concerned about what happened in the grave if I'm not a righteous individual. Be concerned how Allah would deal with me in my grave. قَالَ فَبَكَى كَعْبْ وَأَبْكَى النَّاسِ وَبَكَى عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ When he became a khalifa, he wrote to the salihin. I mean, nowadays, look what happens. If one of us becomes a khalifa or president, what do? We write United Nations. We write to the Western countries. We write to other nations. And we say, I became so and so, I became the president of so and so. We would like to deal with you. But Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he wrote to the ulama and to the dua. One of them wrote him back. قَالَ لَهُ صُمْ هَذَا الْيَوْمَ حَتَّى تَلْقَى اللَّهَ فَتُفْطِرَ عِنْدَهُ صُمْ هَذَا الْيَوْمَ حَتَّى تَلْقَى اللَّهَ فَتُفْطِرَ عِنْدَهُ He says, start fasting today and make sure your iftar is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, make sure that you abstain from the haram things. You abstain from dhulm, oppressing innocent people until you die and you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال المطرف بن عبد الله يا أمير المؤمنين لو كان لك خصما لدودا لأعجزك If you have one appointment, one person whom will take you to the court of Allah, you will be doomed. But you don't have one, you don't have two, you have Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will take you to the court of Allah. So fear Allah concerning the Ummah. Fear Allah concerning the Ummah. This man, ya ikhwati fillah, rahimahullah. He hired seven people. She never tried to do anything for herself. كانت البنت المدللة. It was a spoiled child. And Umar ibn Abdul Aziz comes. فيقول يا فاطمة. يا فاطمة. None of this that you're living in or not this lifestyle is my lifestyle. إني بعت نفسي لله. I sold myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to live like I live, then welcome to my life. And if you want to continue living the way that you used to live, then go فَأَلْحَقِي بِأَهْلِكِ. Go back to your family. فَقَالَتْ I choose the life that you chose. وَهَذَا الدَّلِيلُ عَلَى زَوْجَةِ الصَّالِحَةِ يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ الرَّجُلُ يَبْدَأُ بِأَهْلِهِ أَوَّلًا. A man should start with his own family first. Before we start preaching to the rest of the people, before we're calling people to the deen, first people that we should call them to the way of Allah is our family members, يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا كان يأمر أهله بالصلاة. ويقول الله عن محمد وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك وإياه. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling that Ismail, is telling us that Ismail alayhi salam, he used to order his family to establish the salah. And Allah ordered the same thing with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ لَيْسَ مِنَ سِمَاتِ الصَّالِحِينَ أَنْ يَدْعُوا الرَّجُلُ غَيْرَ أَهْلِهِ ويدع أهله. لذلك قال نوح ونادى نوح ابنه قال يا بني وكان في معزل قال يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين أو كما قال. فرد عليه ابنه قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين. What did Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام do? He called his son to Islam. And this is the same thing, يا إخوتي في الله. We should call first our families to Islam. Like Umar bin عبد العزيز. والمرأة الصالحة ليس لها إلا بعلها. المرأة الصالحة will not choose any other way except the way of her husband, like فاطمة رضي الله عنها. فقال لها يا فاطمة أترين حليك هذه؟ Do you see this jewelry of yours that you have? من أين? Where did your father get them from? رديه إلى بيت المال. Send it back to the بيت of the مال المسلمين. And she left her house carrying nothing but the things that she was wearing. Radiyallahu anha, ya ikhwati fillah. Hada Umar, ya ikhwati fillah. His desire was to bring this ummah back to the lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the lifestyle of the Salaf al-Salih, min al-Sahaba wa min al-Tabi'een wa min al-Ulama wa min al-Khulafa, ya ikhwati fillah. And after every salah, rahimahullah, after every salah, Umar bin Abdul Aziz will come to the musallin. فَيَقُولُ أَيْنَ الْفُقَرَاءُ أَيْنَ الْمُحْتَاجُونَ. He will come and he say, well, where are those people who are in need? أَيْنَ الْفُقَرَاءُ أَيْنَ الْمُحْتَاجُونَ or the misakeen. And he will give them. He will give them, ya ikhwati fillah. To the point there was no faqir at his time, ya ikhwati fillah. Imagine, whole ummah. It wasn't that only small group or small city or small state. Khilafat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was as big as the Khilafat in Muslim world today. And not a single person of his time, at his time, was angry at Ikhwati Fillah. كان جوادا كريم جوادا كريما يا إخوتي في الله. يقول القائل هو البحر من أي نواحي أتيته فهو البحر من أي نواحي أتيته فلجته المعروف والجود ساحله ولو لم يك في كفه غير روحه لجاد بها فليتق الله سائله فليتق الله سائله. He said if he had nothing else but his soul to give, he would give. So fear Allah concerning this man and do not ask things that he does not have. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, ya ikhwati fillah, when he became a khalifa and he left everything for the sake of Allah, al-ubbad themselves. And you know al-abid, a person who was zahid, has no desire for this dunya. When they used to come and see his face, they used to be shocked and surprised. Listen to Ka'b al-Quradi rahimahullah. He looked at Umar bin Abdul Aziz, فَقَالَ مَهْيَا عُمَرْ مَا ذَهَاكَ مَا أَصَابَكَ. He said, what is wrong with you? What happened to you, ya Umar? Wallahi, I remember the day that you used to be the finest young man from the Quraysh. And now look at yourself. فَقَالَ عُمَرَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ يَا كَعْبُ لَوْ رَأَيْتَنِي بَعْدِ الْمَوْتِ ثَلَاثِ. If you see me 3 days after my death, you will be more shocked and surprised. Yani his idea is, do not be concerned about the way I look. Be concerned about what happened in the grave if I'm not a righteous individual. Be concerned how Allah would deal with me in my grave. قَالَ فَبَكَى كَعْبُ وَأَبْكَى النَّاسِ وَبَكَى عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. When he became a khalifa, he wrote to the salihin. I mean, nowadays, look what happens. If one of us becomes a khalifa or president, what do? We write United Nations. We write to the Western countries. We write to other nations. And we say, I became so and so. I'm so and so. I became the president of so and so. We would like to deal with you, but Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he wrote to the ulama and to the du'a. One of them wrote him back. قال له صم هذا اليوم حتى تلقى الله فتفطر عنده. صم هذا اليوم. حَتَّى تَلْقَى اللَّهَ فَتُفْطِرَ عِنْدَهِ. He says, start fasting today and make sure your iftar is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani make sure that you abstain from the haram things. You abstain from dhulm, oppressing innocent people until you die and you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وقال المطرف بن عبد الله يا أمير المؤمنين لو كان لك خصما لدودا لأعجزك. If you have one appointment, one person whom will take you to the court of Allah, you will be doomed. But you don't have one, you don't have two, you have Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who will take you to the court of Allah. So fear Allah concerning the Ummah. Fear Allah concerning the Ummah. This man, ya ikhwati fillah rahimahullah, he hired seven people.